What's up, y'all? You're about to listen to a new episode of Let It Out. Coming up next. What up, y'all? Welcome to another episode of Let It Out Show. This is your host, Ruben Natty.
And don't forget about Griff.
Yeah, man. It's been a long time coming. It's been a, about a year, maybe?
It's maybe more.
Yeah.
At the minimum, a year. It's been a minute. Yeah, hey, thank you for tuning in if you're here. Y'all probably forgot about us, but we ain't forget about y'all.
You got to remember that besides anything, work, and you know, we parents and all that, you know, we family people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You know, and you got a lot of shit going. You see, got a lot of stuff going on.
Got a lot going on. Here's what's up, though. Everybody has a lot going on nowadays. Everybody.
Yeah.
Even if they don't talk about it, I think they got a lot.
I don't got that much things going on, but my wife is.
See? That's so, you. That's your fam.
As a, you know, support.
Yep.
I have to kind of take her place every now and then in the family so she can fulfill her things, but that's just being a husband. And
which is tough
territory.
You know what? They don't really tell you about that part when you first get married, which is interesting because, you know, when you sign up to get married, it's not like you don't know what you're getting into. They don't tell you. So before you, this for all the guys out there, before you get married, before you want a girlfriend, all that, you got to really think about what you're getting into. You know, you can't just jump into fatherhood, hope for the best, and then you know, it's a lot that goes with it. But you know, you can do it. It's possible.
Yeah, but you know what thing about marriage? I used to think different, but
me too.
Right now, today, I think about marriage as not. You know how people be like, "Oh, marriage is love and all of these things."
Mm-hmm.
I think we talked about this before.
Oh yeah.
I think love. I mean, marriage rather is more about setting up that good companion for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
Because nobody wants to be alone, like, you know,
yeah,
60 years old, 70.
Ooh, yeah, and have nobody
by yourself, you know, nobody wants to do. I don't think, you know, there's a very small
true
percentage of people that would like to, they would prefer that instead of being with a person, even if you fight.
Yeah.
Because if you know, I don't know if you heard, but you got grandparents, right?
Yep.
My experience with grandfathers is very limited because I never met them. But I did meet my grandmothers. But I know my friends that got grandparents, they fight a lot.
What each other? The grandparents fight each other?
Yeah, grandpa and grandma, they'd be like, "I can't stand you, da, 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 da." But they're always together.
Yeah.
Always hanging out. They don't do anything by themselves.
Nope.
They're like, you know,
they're going everywhere together.
My
go
mom
to
and
shop
dad,
in the
you
store.
See, you seen the picture I showed you. Yeah. They're always together. Like, always.
That's what's up.
And I can't picture any other way.
Yeah, because they always been that way.
So I don't see them happy with, like, "Oh, you know what, you just go in your room and I go in this room." Yes, they do things individually.
But yeah, but for the majority, they try to kick it.
Yeah. But I think that's what it's about.
Yep.
Because right now, like, my wife and I don't focus on this. "Do you love me?" None of this. I love, you know, love is there when you do things for each other. When you're there physically.
Yeah, it grows and it does its thing.
You put up with everything that your significant other do.
True.
That's love.
There it is right there.
But I don't focus on that love word.
Yeah.
I like it.
You like
the
other L word. I like loyalty.
Yeah, that one. But it's like the retirement plan, though.
Okay.
At my age. 42.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking about retirement plan with a wifey that will enjoy the same things that I do. We'll enjoy life together, getting old and all that. That's what I'm thinking about.
Plus this part too. A lot of people get into families, and then after families come kids. But you want to know something crazy about kids?
Mm-hmm.
They leave.
Yeah. Like I did.
Yeah, they leave. Kids will grow up and then they leave. So now it's just you and your spouse.
And
spouse is the only family member that you get to choose.
Yeah.
You don't choose your mom and dad. You don't choose what your kids are going to be like. You chose your spouse. So you got to make that long-term plan. I like that.
I guess my point is that before you make that decision to get married and stuff like that, have that conversation with your significant other. Like, hey, what are your future plans? Like,
Like
not future, like
long
10 years.
time.
I'm talking about when you're 60. How do you picture yourself
There you go.
At that age?
There you go.
What would you picture yourself doing? Like being alone in an island somewhere in the Caribbean? You know what I'm talking
Yeah.
about? Like,
Yeah, ask. See what they say.
I think that conversation is valid, man, because I
That's
don't
a
think
good
nobody
point.
talks about that.
Me neither.
They
They
talks
don't.
about the
They
10,
talk.
10,
They talk
10,
about getting married, and they talk about what would happen if we get kids, and that's it.
you talk about individuals and like, what are you going to do in your career? What are your aspirations?
Yeah.
What are you
What's
going to
your
be?
long term after all that?
Yeah,
After all
that
that.
conversation never take place,
That's
man.
good stuff.
It never takes place. It takes place when you are deep into the marriage. If it
It
makes it
might.
there,
It might.
if it makes it there. And when you get older enough to start thinking, you know
Like,
what?
oh man, if we gotta figure this out, the next 10 years we're gonna be
Your kids are
just
getting bigger. Your kids are
us.
getting, you know, but if you got different goals
Yeah, it's gonna be
for
tough to work together.
at the end of your life, different goals as far as like, what's what I want to do. I want to climb Mount Everest, whatever. And
Whatever. Yeah.
I want to go to the desert. So this shit don't match.
Yeah.
So do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. You can't, if you're a team and you, if, okay, if you're a team and you want to work together, you have to have the same goal. If you have two different goals, it ain't gonna match. It ain't gonna work. The energy's gonna be off. Y'all are gonna vibrate differently. It for
Well,
the end game. Because one person, like you said, maybe they want to retire and live on the island. What if the other person is like, well, I want to work my entire life.
yeah,
Whoa, whoa, well, hold on.
like retirement,
Yeah.
because my plans for retirement, I laid out before I got married, this last marriage.
There you go.
I laid it out, and my wife was like, "That sounds good as hell. Like I'm looking forward to it."
Cool.
You know what I'm saying? Like.
Yeah.
But before we get there, well, of course, she can have her goals and I can have mine, you know.
Yeah.
And I help you real. I help you
That's part of the
fulfill
journey.
yours. You know, that's marriage.
True.
That support system, you know, that you have there. Your kids are not there no more. They bounce.
They bounce. They
If you're lucky,
gone.
they stay close. You know.
Yep.
But as soon as I turned 18, I was out. Boy, I was like,
See
"Mom,
ya.
I love you, Dad, I love you, but I
I
got to
gotta
get the hell up
go.
out of here. I can't stay here."
Which is fine. I understand that part about kids. Because the thing is, when you are ready to move out, you don't, you want to, like for me, when I moved out, I wanted my own place. Even though I wasn't doing nothing crazy or wild that my parents would have been flipping out, I just wanted my house with my rules, my regulations, which is good. There's nothing wrong with that. So, once your kids leave, it's just you and your spouse, you and your lady
Which is a good,
or man.
you know why I'm talking about that? Because right now, I have no kids in my house, bro.
Oh, okay.
I don't even have a dog.
It's summer though.
It's just my wife and I. All the kids are
With family?
vacation.
Oh, vacation. Okay, perfect.
You know what I'm saying? So
That's nice. Where's the
I miss them all.
dog?
I miss them all. Don't get
Where's
me
the
wrong.
where's hold on, where's the dog?
With one of them.
Oh man, okay.
They took the dog too.
That's
Because
cool.
I was the rule. You want a dog?
You gotta
Yes.
take care of
Now,
it.
mind you, I got nothing to do with this dog.
That's right.
I help you with the money, why, whatever, but
Everything
I
else
ain't
is
gonna feed
you.
it. I ain't gonna walk him. I ain't gonna, and I end up doing it a few times, but it's your
It's your
responsibility.
responsibility. It's
So
your
what are you gonna do when
child.
you go on vacation to your grandparents' house, or you know,
Yeah, what you gonna do?
or to your you know my stepkids, their dads?
Yeah.
So you have to take the dog with you, girl.
Okay.
And I don't think I'm wrong by it. It's just that. If not, then the whole time you're there, if you're there 2 months for a summer or a month, then I have to be responsible for the dog.
Nah, that ain't right. That ain't gonna work.
You know what I'm
Yeah, it's
saying?
not your
Like,
dog.
so I can't
Y'all
go out
wanted a
for,
dog, not me.
I can't even take a vacation where y'all gone because I have to have a dog with me.
Ooh, nope.
No, hell no. I want to
Nope.
be able to say, you know what, baby,
Bye.
what do you want to do this weekend? Let's go get it. Boom, and bounce.
See ya.
Then
The
I have to be like,
beautiful
oh, we got to
way
go back 3 days later because we got, you know what I'm saying? Or
to
2 days
leave.
later because of the
Nah,
dog.
thanks.
Nah.
True.
So right now I'm living that retirement life.
Nice.
It's just a test, just
Quality.
a taste.
Quality couple time.
It's like a taste of retirement. You
It's
dig? Cause
rare. Couples don't do that. There's always work, kids, family. There's always something in the middle of couple time. So
yeah,
if you can
well,
get, like you said, for 2 months they're gone,
yeah,
that's nice.
it's a taste. But I still work.
Yeah.
But when I get home,
It's just her.
there's nobody home, and
That's what's
listen, I
up.
miss them,
Of course.
because
Of
they every
course.
kid in my life bring something different. You know,
they're a whole story.
There's something
and none different. None of them are the same.
You talk to them, and it's everybody's. You know, they got the different, and you enjoy it. I enjoy that.
That's awesome.
And but listen, let's change subject a little bit.
Uh-oh, what's up?
What do you think about? Okay, would you do that trip? Okay, let's talk about that terrible, tragic accident with the submarine.
The Ocean Gate.
Submarine. Ocean Gate. That I seen in the news that they died the first day they went down there.
That's my thoughts too.
That's what they came up with.
Okay.
The investigation.
As soon as I heard about that, my wife told me about it, and she told me Monday night. She goes, "Yeah, I'm following this story. These people went down in the sub on Sunday. They haven't seen them since." And I was like, "They're dead."
Yeah.
Joking around, but she's like, "Well, I don't know. I'm gonna follow it to the end. I'm gonna see what happens." So, but we found out Wednesday, yesterday.
Yeah.
Today's Friday.
Yes. Thursday at 11 o'clock, they were supposed to run out of oxygen.
Yep. But before that, they found the debris of it, right?
I don't know if it was before or after, but yesterday they found some debris.
Yep.
They jumped to the conclusion that this happened because here what it is.
They lost contact in the first hour. You know that?
Huh?
You heard about that? So the sub went down like an hour and 25 minutes on its way down from the initial launch. They lost contact with the mothership.
That's when they died.
That was it.
And imploded.
Here's what I don't like about the story. They lost contact after an hour and 25 minutes on the descent. The mothership didn't contact the National Guard until 8 hours later. Why is that? Why did they wait that long?
But I don't think that's accurate.
Which part did you hear?
The National Guard, they detected an explosion or something to that nature.
Okay.
In the ocean. So they immediately started to investigate what the hell was that.
Okay.
That was about the same time that they lost contact with the ship.
With the vessel. The Titan.
So they determined that shit imploded right when they got that
right
signal.
There. Ah, okay.
So they've been working at it since the Coast Guard detected that.
Or Sunday, since Sunday.
They describe an explosion under the ocean.
I think the word is implosion.
It's implosion, but the Coast Guard described it as an explosion.
Okay.
Because that's what they detected, on the radar.
True. That makes sense.
I guess same the noise, forces. The vibration, all that, it sounded like an explosion. It seems like an explosion. But when they go to that area where they got that signal from, so it was an implosion then. But it still did.
Oh, yeah.
Made a mess.
An implosion is, so it's all that force of all the water around it smashing together. But when that water hits each other, that force doesn't just disappear. It smashes and blows back out.
But you know why I did that?
Yeah.
Because the heat inside the vessel got so hot, the temperature got so hot, so hot. I mean, it's hot. Unlivable condition. They died before it imploded.
Oh yeah, for sure. They said the whole explosion took less time than it takes you to blink. Have you ever watched a movie where a underwater vessel implodes?
No.
It's quick. It's not like it takes. It doesn't even take.
It's like
a
you take
second.
A can and go.
Instant.
Yeah.
Instant. It's the pressure of the entire ocean going.
I mean, at that height. I was watching some scientists. Mm-hmm. They said that at a certain height.
Depth.
Certain depth before. You got that on, bro?
Oh my God, my bad, bro.
It's all good. Shut up.
We're both like, what?
I don't care. But
at a certain
I heard that at a certain depth. I see this scientist video that at a certain depth, before the Titanic depth, where the Titanic
is
right now, way before, I think it's 6,000.
Okay.
6,000
feet or something.
Was it feet? Anyway, they describe it as a elephant. No. Hold up. As an elephant sitting on a nickel.
That's crazy. Yeah. That's a lot.
down, way below, down, way down there, they described it at where the vessel is. They described it as a man carrying 50, what do you call them, big planes, airplanes?
Like a jumbo jet?
No, big ass commercial, but it's not. It's
like a 747?
747. 747. A man carrying 8. I said 50? Ah, goddamn, I have to get my facts right. Wow. But it was a crazy amount.
Yeah.
Then they said that it was also at that where the Titanic is right now, at that dead, that it was like an elephant standing on a mail post. Stamp.
Wow.
So can you imagine
that much pressure per square inch?
What would it
all
do
over
to,
your body?
What would it do to a body? Like it would disintegrate it.
Oh, instantly.
In less than a second.
Yeah.
In less than a second. That's crazy.
Just gone.
They didn't feel anything. They didn't feel anything.
They don't even
they
know.
Suffer,
they don't even
like,
know.
So, man, how you do? Bah, bah! That's it.
They're probably like, man, we're getting pretty deep. Yeah, we're getting pretty.
That's it. It's like somebody put a pause on the damn movie. You know that? And then now the stories are coming out about the people who was down there.
Yeah.
So the aunt of the kid, you know, the father and son went down
yeah,
there.
Yeah, there's a combo from Pakistan.
Something like that.
Something like that.
So
okay.
One of the aunt of the... But the kid,
the kid and the dad
she
and son.
She said the kid told her that he was scared, that he didn't want to go, he was terrified by it. But since it was Father's Day weekend, he was just gonna please him and go with him. But he didn't want to go; he was terrified.
Yep.
That was sad. But I still cannot. Oh my God! I still cannot understand why
they would go. So here's something I just recently found out, and I don't know if you know this. At first, I thought they had to be ridiculously out of their mind to ever go. I thought this guy woke up, said, hey, I'm going to go to the Titanic thing, went to his garage, built his own submarine, found some guys to go with him, and then they went down. But it's part of a larger group called Oceangate. And this is actually the third Titanic voyage that the ship's taken. Did you know that part?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that kind of makes more sense. They went down once and everything went fine. Okay. They went down again and I guess there were some issues.
Something
but
happened.
Then people were like, yo, this thing's not safe. Like, you need to make some changes.
Yeah.
But and he was like, well, they're overblowing the safety concerns. They're not that serious.
They were stuck, but they were stuck for 2 hours, 2.5 hours because of something with the propeller.
Something like that.
Down
something
there.
Crazy. So right there, I would have been like, yeah, maybe we need to take this back to the drawing board, redo
maybe
it.
We shouldn't
like,
do these no
maybe
more.
Maybe we shouldn't do it. Third time's a charm.
Well,
here's the thing.
Here's the thing that doesn't make sense.
What's that?
If the adventure of going to see the Titanic involves me getting out of that goddamn submarine, put on a suit, and go touch the bars and
or something,
touch the boat.
Yeah,
you know,
like something real.
Dive around the whole
swim
thing,
with it.
You know,
yo.
And hang out and you know, like swimming with the sharks type of adventure.
There you go. In the
if
cave.
That was the case.
It would
which
make
is,
sense.
Which is impossible.
Yes, it is.
But if that was the case, I would consider doing
yeah.
it.
But they know. They just look at it on a screen.
But you're looking at it through a screen. Like, for all we know, right? They went to a certain depth and then turned that screen on. Psh, hey, look at the size. You know what I'm talking about?
Wow, bro. You're right. No one would know. You don't know.
How will you know? There's
no
window.
You have
no
idea.
It's just a screen. The rest of it is just a capsule. It's just one screen that you look out.
Wow.
And there's nothing else.
They're just watching like a rerun of Discovery Channel.
They're looking at a YouTube video. That's
a YouTube
what
video. That's terrible.
That would
be even worse.
That makes no sense. Man.
I also don't know how would you. So we went down and saw Titanic. How was it?
Eh.
I mean, it was dark and.
Yeah.
We saw it on the screen. Okay.
It would have been a cool experience if one of those gigantic what lives down there? What kind of
true probably
creature?
All kind of stuff we don't even know about. I don't even know.
Right, some big ass
like
dinosaur
like a
looking
dinosaur
fish.
Shark man. I don't even know what's down
they
there.
They pop up in the screen and be like, oh my God, we was down there and we saw this huge squid man.
Oh yeah,
1,000 feet long. Not that.
That would
makes
be cool.
The trip interesting, but looking at a crash
at a boat that's crashed
boat on a screen makes no sense. You can't even touch it. It's not you can go down there and Nothing you can do. You just stand. Okay, let's look at it. Turn the tree, and you sit there looking at it. Wow.
I don't know.
And
I don't understand that.
And
at
these
all.
People that was on this venture were smart people. Like, they're not like a average Joe.
No.
They were
well,
millionaires.
Remember, just because you have money doesn't mean you're a genius or anything like that, right?
No, but if you look into what they do,
what does he do?
They're okay.
For me, someone ingenious is like someone that's
no,
out changing lives. Like
I say
building
smart solid... enough to make the right decision.
Oh, okay, okay.
Smart enough to say, you know what? That don't sound good. That doesn't sound right. There's something wrong about this idea of no retractable submarine. Something go wrong. I can't go back.
I'm
dead.
No, you're done.
So all my fortune and everything that I work for, you know, my companies or whatever I own, you know,
goes to your wife.
Is it? Is over?
Yep. Goes to your retirement.
They're
plan,
relatively
your
young. I mean, they're relatively young.
Yeah, they're all young. They're all
20,
young,
18,
man.
20 year old kid.
They're all young. You know,
if I was that boy's dad, I wouldn't let him come with me.
Me neither. No way. No way. That's crazy. But I think a little bit people. And I'm not trying to say money is, but money can blind you. Because I think this is what I think. After you have so much money, you get bored because you've done everything. And so at some point in your life, you're just looking for stuff to do because you're like, I don't have to work. I don't have to learn anything new. I don't have to try. So now what can I do? Dude, let's build a submarine and go to the bottom of the ocean. Yeah, okay, let's do that. It's something I haven't done yet. You know what I mean?
You got a point.
So I think that's a portion of it too. Like, they just didn't have anything to do. And they were like, because humans get bored, man. We get bored, especially in this social media age and video and movies. It's like, I got nothing to do.
You know what's funny?
Let's try that. Yo.
I can make you a list of 100 items, 100 things, 100 things.
Yeah?
Different things that I guarantee you none of them fucking rich people have done.
Yeah, but they don't know you.
No. What I'm
saying,
that's
the bad
funny.
Thing.
That's
it
what's
is.
Funny. If you're going to get bored,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
You're hanging out with the wrong people, bro.
You are. I agree. And here's what's weird to me, I think. People that have a lot of money, they don't know what to do with it. All of us that don't have money, we have all these
ideas. They
know
ideas, what to
like,
do with
dude.
It. They just that.
Well, actually, you know
I
what
they
do with
it?
They make more money with it.
Or they make
they
dumb decisions
make more
like
money with
pay $250,000 to go under.
True, but I guarantee you, if this had been successful, and everybody heard about it, the next group would have came in and they would have paid, what was it, 250 grand a pop?
Mm-hmm.
Then they would have done it. And they would have came up, had another one. Oh, now we've got like a whole fleet. We take a group of 15 people down and we go look at the Titanic. Then they come up. Oh, now 90 people want to do it. See what I'm saying? That's how they're thinking.
But well, you know what they
did? For us, we're all like, what are you doing? That's so lame.
You know what they got out of that?
Nah.
Now they're part of the story of the Titanic.
That's true. And have you heard of Ocean Gate before this?
No.
Now everybody on the planet knows about it.
No.
On
but it's
the
not
planet.
It's not the first one that go that deep. This one,
no.
There's vessels that go deeper. That's been
oh,
deeper.
Yeah.
Than that. Way,
oh, yeah.
Way,
way, way, way, way, way.
You know?
But there, not there's... but not manned. I think it's only that's
manned. No, man.
Deeper than the Titanic?
I've seen the video.
We better check this out. I don't know. That's because it went down pretty stinking deep. But
happened years ago, and I think it's one man that done it. There's a now, obviously, since this happened, it was the number one news all around the world.
Yep.
A lot of things related to that, where obviously you find out and you've seen all these news documentaries and all these things that you see these days. But I'm pretty sure that one person done it, or two people, either one or two people did it. And they went a little bit deeper than that. But there's something else after that. Or another, but.
Oh, the Challenger Deep.
Right?
Dove 35,800 feet underwater.
That's crazy. When was that? 1960 something?
Yep, 1960. Yeah. He went down into the Mariana Trench.
To the what?
Mariana Trench.
Which is deeper than where the Titanic is.
Oh, yeah. Way.
Because deep. It's on layers. It's like a spot, and then it goes down, and it goes spot, and it goes down. The Grand Canyon.
The trench, I think no one's been to the bottom of that one. It's too deep. Like, you can't get... Like, even at that depth... I watched some Discovery Channel show about that. It's even, and it's deep enough to where the water is boiling. Because it's close to the Earth's core.
I don't know.
Yeah, I know. I saw it. I watched the thing. I was like, dude, this is insane. And here's what's even worse. Stuff lives down there. Mm-hmm. Stuff lives down there. And I think the water is 215 degrees all the time. And stuff's like, there's like crabs down there and animals. They're just hanging out in 215 degree water. Just
you serious? Boiling.
Yes. Not only that, but like the next layer down is a...
Hell?
Basically, it's these tubes that come up out of the ground and they're spewing like black molten rock. And that tube is some sort of animal that's like eating the stuff and like spitting it out into the ocean. It's wild.
That sounds like a movie, bro.
Here's the crazy thing about I was just gonna say that next. All of the sci-fi movies that we watch, I'm pretty sure there's an animal that they saw down there and they're like, yo, let's make a movie of this. I've seen everything you can imagine now, in sci-fi movies underwater.
Have you heard about this? You know how every time something happens, they go back to The Simpsons.
Yes, they predicted it. Did you watch the video?
In 2006,
Homer
got stuck by exploring a treasure on the Titanic.
Yes, he tricked it up and he's like, "Boys, I got the treasure. I'm coming back up." And then he's trying to get out and he got stuck.
You know what's crazy? That
it's so funny.
That all you see on social media before this Simpsons video came out.
Yeah.
All you could hear was like the oxygen level. They're running out of oxygen. So in The Simpsons, it says oxygen level's good. Nope, not good. Oh my god.
Everything.
And then he passed out.
Yeah.
So
it's the same.
Yeah, The Simpsons are something else, man.
I don't know how they'd be doing it, but they know stuff. Somehow or another, they need to be knowing stuff.
How do you think that's possible? Because it's not just
I have no idea.
It's not just this coincidence. If you look up how many, what do you call it? Simpsons predictions?
Predictions, yeah. There's a ton.
There's
Trump.
Bunch of videos.
Submarine, all kinds of stuff. So I think the writer is Seth Green. Is that right? The writer for The Simpsons?
No clue.
I think that's his name. So brilliant guy. Masterful storyteller. Funny shows. Great, like, I think that's the name. He's good at a lot of stuff. So he might just have that genius level of talent where he can write any and every story in details and stick it into any and every cartoon. Because how long was The Simpsons on for? Like 10
years?
They're
still going, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like 10 years?
More than that. Simpsons has been going on for like at least more than 30 years.
So imagine if he wrote a brand new story every week.
At least, they got to be more than 25 years.
I didn't know how much. If he's writing stories every week like that, man, eventually something somewhere's got to match. Or he has superpowers. One of the two.
I don't know. But if I was in the government, I'll be talking to him.
Yeah, hey, bro.
We got to talk.
What's happening next?
We got to talk, man. What is wrong with you? What do you got? Who are you talking to? You know, what is this?
He just writes. That's it. He just writes, man. Writes good stories.
Do you think there is like alien activity in the bottom of the ocean? Like alien, like...
It depends on what you want to use for the word alien, but yes.
Not animals that have the light bulb and shit. I'm talking about the guy with the big heads and big eyes.
Are you
extraterrestrial?
Saying something that doesn't live on Earth?
Uh-huh. Extraterrestrial activity, like in the bottom of the ocean.
Nah. Not on the bottom of the ocean. Why would they go down there?
Nobody can see them.
Why would they not want to be seen?
If they want to be seen, we have one right here, sitting right here right now.
How do you know they
are? Talking to us.
How do you know they aren't? Nah. Bro, I'm about to break your head open with some science. Are you ready for this? Ultraviolet rays. Can you see them?
No.
Everything else on the planet can. Does that mean that this stuff doesn't exist?
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying.
There could be like, something standing right here that's made of something that I can't see.
There is a real video. This is a real video. Came out of Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
And the guy is—he's not close from. She's on the beach, but he's on a boat. But he's not close. He's not far from the shore. Like he's close to like a bridge.
Yeah.
So he's probably on a canal or something. Not a canal, like an intercoast or something like that.
True.
And a very bright blue light appear on the bottom of the ocean, on the bottom of the sea. Like he's down, he's above in a boat. And he's like, "What is that? Do you see that?" Now, at first, when I seen the video, in Puerto Rico, there's a lagoon that when you splash the water,
you can see the neon fungus.
Yeah, it turns neon.
Yep, are you talking about?
It's like a tourist attraction in Puerto Rico, right?
Yeah, some kind of insect or some kind of algae.
It's like a, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
There's no algae. It's just water. It's like a bacteria or some shit.
Bacteria, maybe, yeah.
Something that glows.
Move your hand and your hand reacts to it.
When you're on a boat and you put, and the propeller is moving that water, you see a line behind the boat of,
yep. Of that stuff.
That stuff, right? That is like a blue, greenish,
yeah, I see
neon light. That was the same color in this area, but big. And it was below the sea. Like, it was below the water. If you look closely at the video, one of the, well, if you're listening to it and watch it, the guy goes, hey, man, there's something down there. And the other one said, no shit, it's a light. You know, like, what is that?
Duh, I'm looking at it, man.
Look at that. When he said, look at that, you look at the video, there's a person walking on the sea like this. And then he turns around, look at them, and it has a light in their head.
Like on the bottom of the ocean?
Like eyes, yeah, like eyes are glowing.
Like on the bottom of the ocean?
Yeah.
Wow.
They're not this deep. They're not real deep.
Oh, they're not. They're not deep, or they are?
They are not. Like I said, they're in the beach, they're in the water, the ocean, but they're not that deep from, they're not that far from shore. So they're like, I don't know, like it's 20 feet, 30 feet, but it's not like you know, 120, 150 feet down below the ocean. It's just like they see something like this walking. And the thing looks at, like, turns around. And you see their eye, like glowing eyes. Like you can see the eye, like, you know, somebody turns like sideways.
Yeah, it turns and,
you
can, looks.
And you're about to see their eye, but he looked like whatever that was, look at them with one eye, like one eye on the side of their face, and they turn around and kept walking. And then they start following this thing around the place.
Ooh.
But in the lagoon, which is a different area.
Yeah.
Different area, different parts of the different. The water doesn't behave like that when you splash it. It doesn't do that.
Yeah, that's true. Okay. It's only in some spots.
Yeah, and if you, in order for you to walk around below the ocean for that long, who are you? You don't have a kind of suit do you have connected to what? You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
So it's not like a diver that is just, you know what I'm fucking
with. Oh, no. It's something weird.
There's something weird.
Yeah. Actually, not weird, just something we can't explain.
Right.
For sure.
Right.
I do think there's lots of things that exist that we can't explain. I definitely believe that.
So if you see these things, and if you see, if you want to be hidden, because if there's an extra,
who says they want to hide?
Because we don't see them. If I think that if they want us to see them all the time, they'll be walking around here or showing themselves more.
This is what I think. I think if there are extraterrestrials, they are so advanced our intelligence level. They are paying us zero attention. For instance, imagine comparing yourself to an ant. You can walk past an ant, like there's 6,000 ants in a line walking to take food. You can walk right past it. And you saw it, you're like, oh yeah, there's some ants down there. And they don't even realize what just happened. Because they can't understand what level that we're on, if that makes sense. So I think if they are here and they happen to see us, it's just like me passing by an ant, like, oh, there's an ant right there. And I just keep going. And it's like, dude, I swear I saw a human today. And they're like, what's a human? It's a 900-foot tall thing with two legs and a head. And it's trying to explain to its ant friends. And the other ant's like, dude, shut up. You know what I mean? But I think that's what happens. They're probably here and in the ocean and doing their thing. But they don't care about us.
But they hide too.
Why? I don't think they hide.
Ants, they hide.
My ants don't hide from me. What kind of ants you got?
Yeah, they hide underneath the ant. How do you call that? The ant. They live at they.
Oh, in their house? The ant house?
Yeah.
Ant hill? Ant hill. They hide. They just lift their house.
They hide down below it. Because you see a line of ants. But down below them, there's a bunch of it. There's like trillions of ants.
That's where they live.
Hidden. They're like hidden.
So what do you think aliens
live? If you see an
alien, they don't live
you see one or two of them. But down below the ocean or way up there somewhere.
Well, then they wouldn't be aliens if they live here.
But they're alien to us, I guess. I mean,
I don't think they live here. They just come hang out. Yeah, let's check out Earth real quick. Oh yeah, some cool stuff. Oh, yeah, all right, see
you. What would you do if you see one?
I don't know. It'd be cool. I think it'd be neat.
But what would you do?
I know. Maybe try to talk to it. Maybe try to see what it is. That's what I would try to do. Try to see what it is. For sure. Be like, what is that? Like, what am I seeing? Like, can we talk? Can we communicate? Is this, what's up, man?
There's a documentary. There's a documentary on Netflix. And I don't know the name. I forgot the name of it. But
cool.
There's a documentary on Netflix. Look it up if you don't want to see this shit. It's crazy. There's a group of people There's a group of people that figure out how to communicate with the
Aliens?
Aliens.
Okay, there you go. Just say aliens. You're saying some fancy college words, bro. It's just me and you. Okay, and what happened? So what do they talk about? Anything good?
No, one guy got healed by an alien.
Okay.
He couldn't hear. He couldn't hear at all for years, I guess. I don't know if he's all live or whatever, but...
Sign language. He did some sign language?
They created a circle. He could talk, but he couldn't hear, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
So they created a circle. They figured out how to do it, creating a circle.
Oh, like a crop circle.
Huh?
Like a crop circle.
Like a people. Circle of, like they got a group of people. A group of people that just sit down in a circle. And I forgot what is it that they do. They do something. I forgot, man. But
okay.
It was impressive because they recorded the encounter.
Cool.
They recorded the encounter and the guy, they got his hearing fixed. The alien was right next to him when they put it. When they fixed the visuals.
Okay.
You can see it right there. Standing right next to him.
Like, what's up, man? What you need? I need my hearing back. Stick my finger in there. Got it.
So when they started doing this, they started seeing how they show up. It's like you call them.
Okay.
It's like you do a calling. You know, like, hey, man, come on. Let's hang out. Let's talk. And they appear.
It sounds like a seance.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you know when you summon someone who's dead and talk to them, like that, except for aliens.
Yeah, but I ain't seen no dead people in the video.
You don't know what you saw. Hey, I'm just kidding. I wasn't there.
I never seen no. You seen a guy meeting talking about, hey man, I'm talking to him right now. He's saying, don't worry. No, I don't believe in that shit. Now, when you see the video, it's kind of, I don't know. See what happened with these documentaries, man. You don't know what's real.
Yeah, you don't know. Nowadays, it's
you
tough
have no
to
idea
tell.
If this is a movie.
See, CGI, it could be deep fake. It's hard to tell.
Because it doesn't tell you, hey, no, this is absolutely not. Real. This is no...
They don't
no,
say nothing.
They don't say shit. So it's just... that when they put documentary, you just have to figure out yourself.
Yep.
If this documentary real or... You know, unless it was something that happened, like the Twin Towers or, you know, something that really actually happened.
Yeah, worldwide, thousands of people witnessed
exactly,
it at once.
That it was in the news and something happened. Yeah. That's different. But when you're talking about a circle of people that actually, you know... communicate with aliens.
You never know, man. You never know.
I will.
If it happens, that would be cool. I don't think it will, but if it does happen, that would be cool. I don't know if I told you. So, like, well, you do know this. So, you know, I'm obsessed with the sky. My eyes are always up. I'm always day, night, morning. I'm looking up in the sky. I love it. I love to see all this stuff. But, like, I think February, there's a comet that passed by our planet. I think it only comes by like once every 2,000 years or something insane, right? Well, we got to witness it. So this particular comet is made of, I think it's cobalt, which is a type of metal. But as it burns through our atmosphere, it's bright green. You heard about that? The green comet? So this thing's flying across the sky, bright green, and it's leaving like streaks behind it. So I'm driving home one day and I'm like, I think this is the night of it. I can't remember. Da, 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 da. I listen to some music. I'm jamming out. Da, da. I get closer to home and I turn to this street where there's like no trees, no houses. A clear view of the sky. And I always am like, I'm enjoying this, guys. And I look up and I see like these green dots all in a row. And for like a minute straight, I'm like, it's happening. I'm seeing an alien. I'm seeing some spaceships up there. I don't know what these things are. They're not moving. And I pull off to the side of the road and I pull my phone out and I'm trying to like zoom and see if I can get a shot of it and all kind of stuff. And I thought for sure it was aliens. I was like, yes, I got evidence. Like I go home and tell my family, yo, that's what I just said. And I'm showing them the video and they're like, there's nothing there, man. Like, what are you looking at? And I'm like, look, it's right here. But have you ever tried to record the sky at night with your phone?
Yeah, it doesn't make it justice.
It comes out terrible. So I'm like, it's right there. And they're just like, you're smoking cocaine. I'm like, get away from it. Yeah. But then later on, I found out it was that comet.
I've seen a lot of comets, man. Like, I was on my birthday. I was in Orlando one time with my friends, and he's. I think my birthday and his son's birthday were the same day or close to. But we were celebrating both of our birthdays at the same time.
Okay, gotcha.
So he was like turning 16, 17, something to that nature, right? So we outside, And we look, and I'm having a beer, and I'm talking to him, and I look behind him, and I see this, I'm talking about bright light, man.
Right,
And it keep
right?
getting brighter
Super
and
bright.
brighter and brighter. And you know how your brain thinks so fast when you're scared or something like that?
Time slows down.
So you know, I told you about my dreams before. I dream some crazy shit about the end of my days, like
All kinds of stuff.
my death. I dream about it a lot, like the way I die. I die a bunch of different ways, but that's one of them.
The comet?
Something, yeah, comet hitting the planet, and then I can see the wave. Like I'm standing, I see the wave of fire coming
Fire.
eat me alive. So
Yeah.
when I see that last time, I was like, oh my God, he's here right now. Like
Like already, bro? I'm just out here
I'm
drinking a
chilling, having a
beer.
beer. Like, why can't this happen when I'm asleep or something? You know what I'm
Nope,
talking
you gotta
about?
be awake.
Like, I gotta see this, and then and then it got so bright that I actually got scared, and then it started dissipating,
Okay.
and it became nothing.
Yeah.
So,
It crossed the atmosphere.
yeah, I was like, oh, good,
I'm not gonna die tonight.
because I dreamt this. You
You're
understand what I'm saying?
like, this is it. This is it. Right now, this is
I had
it.
this dream a couple
Well,
of
did your
times.
buddy see it? Did he look?
Yeah, he was
Okay.
scared too. He's a young kid, man. He was like, oh, what is that? I'm like,
Right?
I hope it's just a shooting star, man.
There's lots of stuff in life that go on that people just they're oblivious to or they miss it. But yeah, the world we live on, the universe we live inside of, the complex systems that take place. I mean, we're talking about ants. Even ants, our human body, there's amazing stuff, man, all the way around us, everywhere. So for there to not be something else amazing living 400 planet miles away, something chilling, it just doesn't make sense to me. It's gotta be something else out there. It can't just be Earth.
Yeah, but you know,
And if they do come to visit, like I said, I think they're smarter than us, obviously.
obviously they can cure a guy apparently.
Not only that, but they have mastered traveling through space.
Yeah.
We've sent stuff far, 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 and can't find nothing,
What
but
if they
somehow
don't?
they can come find
What
us.
if they
Like,
live here, bro? And they don't live in space like people think.
well,
They just see them, and they just see unidentified flying objects up there in the sky, and they automatically think they come from somewhere in the universe. What did they live on the ocean, on the bottom of the ocean, bro? You don't
oh, I
know
see what you're
that.
saying. Yeah,
You understand what I'm
maybe.
saying?
Yeah.
And they just come out, fly their planes a little bit, go to whatever,
Then go back
and
home.
come back. Go to Russia and then come back.
You know that
Go
quote,
to, you
right?
know.
Humans have explored more of space than we have the ocean.
What's that?
Humans have explored more space.
Then they have the ocean. So
We don't have no clue what's down there.
that
No
was my
clue.
next question.
Not even a little bit. We don't know. We
Because
don't know.
how come we don't have the technology? We do have the technology to go to the moon, right?
Yeah.
And cross, and go to space
Yep.
and come back.
Yeah. That's easy compared to the ocean.
How come we haven't developed that yet, man?
It's,
I
dude,
don't think people
underwater
wanted to see what's
stuff
down there.
is way hard.
You're gonna die either way.
For
If you go
first,
up and something happens, you're dead.
yeah,
If you go
but you die
down,
very slowly because there's no atmosphere, there's no gas, you
you're
just
dead, bro. You dead.
float
It's not, it doesn't matter. You
in the
you're
ocean, you
dead.
go pop,
In space,
done.
you just completely freeze, and you
There's
freeze immediately.
no sharks eating you.
Come on, man.
There's no amoebas
Listen,
crawling in your face
I
and
think it's easier to explore the ocean than explore the space.
no way. Why?
It's easier.
There's no atmosphere in space. That
You can
that's why you
send
think?
a robot down there with the camera, just go around in circles.
Yeah, but bro, here's the thing about the ocean. Remember, it's constantly moving. So even if you put a perfect observatory robot in one spot and it sat there for 20 hours, that doesn't even measure half of what's going to be there the next day in those 20 hours. Different dirt's going to come, different animals, different water. Plus, look at how huge it is. It's huge, 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 huge,
The space is
huge.
not huge.
Compared to our ocean?
Space.
No, I don't think so. It's not.
Space.
No. Okay, here's the question again. What have we explored?
You can measure the Earth.
Can you measure the ocean?
Listen here.
Can you measure the ocean?
You can measure every. If you can measure Earth, if you can measure Earth, you can measure the ocean. What do you mean
How
you
come nobody's
can't?
measured it? Okay, let's
Of
see.
course it's measured. It has to be somewhere in there, bro.
So
Most of our planet is water. So if you got 100% of water, you
I
deduct land, and then you got your answer. What I'm saying is, in space, is way bigger than the. What are you serious with this?
don't know.
Or
Exactly. We're gonna see.
do you misunderstand what I say?
Maybe, I don't know.
You're saying the ocean is bigger than than space?
Ocean is bigger. Well, we've explored. We've explored more of space than we have the ocean.
I say that it's easier to explore the ocean, in my opinion, than to explore space. Because you can only go so far.
In the ocean?
In space. Both ways. But in the ocean, you can just drop something.
326 million trillion gallons of water. That's how much water is on Earth.
But see, you can measure 326
million trillion.
Can you measure space? No.
That's crazy. You can't measure. I mean, we're trying.
You can't.
We're mapping it. I don't even measure it.
You can't.
Plus, it's still expanding. You know that too, right?
It's
still growing. Space is still growing. It's going
out.
Yeah, there's no end.
You can't measure it.
You can't.
You dig what I'm saying? So you still have, you have a beginning and the end of water. Come on, man. You already have.
That ain't that easy.
Half a job is done.
We can't even go down. We can't even go underwater. Not without all kind of breathing apparatuses and stuff.
You don't have to go underneath. You can send nobody. We got technology, man. Just send shit down there and see what's going on.
I think that's what they just did.
Robots. I say robots. They send themselves down there. That's crazy, bro.
Let's go check out some stuff underwater. It'd be great.
It is crazy.
Nuts, though. I think it's nuts under there. I find myself often sitting. You know who David Attenborough is? David Attenborough. Burrow, and he has like this awesome explanatory voice, and he just explores our planet, and he has like just awesome, just so much cool stuff to see. Earth
explore,
is like
what do you mean explore
everything underwater? He'll study like groups of birds. They'll study like what waves do, how they're formed, and what they do like for everything. They will, he explains it cool. Like he goes, everyone thinks the sun goes down, but that's an illusion.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the sun going around the earth going around the sun. It doesn't go down. It shines all the time. So, but there's like millions and millions of things like that. You gotta watch him. He's on Netflix. He's on everywhere. David Attenborough. Once you hear him talk, you'll be like, oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. I think he was.
What I've been hooked on Netflix, now you mentioned Netflix, is Black Mirror.
Oh, have okay. Not a preview. I've seen like the...
Oh, my God. You're talking about video games and AI and all these things going on.
Let's go down that road. We started talking about that a little bit. We never finished.
What's that?
AI taking over the world and ending everything.
Oh, well, you know how I feel about that.
Some guy said, but did you do what I asked you? I read what I sent you? Because that AI guy asked.
I sent it to you.
He asked the prompt he put in was, explain to me how the world is going to end using...
Based on the Bible. Yeah.
Right? Okay. So remember, you're asking this question to a program that is designed to make up an answer for you. And
no,
it did. And he was.
No.
Wait a minute. This thing answered my question. Remember, dude, the AI, it can read the Bible in 1 second.
Based on facts.
Think about that.
Yes.
Yes, the Bible is correct.
You say make up.
I can make up a story.
No, but.
Ask me a question.
No.
Ask me a question.
That's not right.
You're taking what happened, what that answer was, as it. Foretelling the future.
No.
It's just telling a story.
No, I didn't say that. I said that if AI can take something, right, a Bible, you have a concept, you have your opinion.
I have an idea.
An idea.
Yep.
Of what's on the Bible because you read it, right?
There you go.
Now, I always hear people talk about the Bible. Because it's got different religions. So if you got one Bible, why does it mean for this person religion means this, and for this other religion means that?
Because it's
what you perceive of the message.
Okay.
So it depends on how you catch the message. Right?
Okay.
Right?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know where you're going with this.
Have you heard this before?
You haven't finished. Tell me.
Have you heard it before?
Say it again.
The perception of what you read in the Bible is individual. Like any individual could read it different. Like what this says in the Bible means to you means something, but to me it might mean something different.
Okay, sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right? So you ask a machine, right? A program.
What's your opinion?
Read something based on logical or not logical.
Yeah, just whatever.
Just read that. Tell me what it means. It's not based on feelings.
Nope.
So it won't lean to one way or the other.
Sure won't.
It won't lean to, oh, my mom believes this, or I was raised like this.
No,
or
da, 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 it does da, it da. For no, itself.
It will read it, and it will tell you what it is.
Yep.
That's it.
There you
blank.
Go.
No feelings, nothing going anywhere. So if it says, that's what I was thinking. If it says that, the answer that it gave that guy, that is more accurate than any other Christian answer to it.
Okay.
Based on the Bible. They read the Bible without any feelings or anything. Right?
So remember, that's what I was asking. Did you see what I did? Because I asked it the same question. I asked it the same question. Except instead of how will the world end based on the Bible through AI, I asked it, why won't the world end based on the Bible because of AI?
See, you alter the answer, the question.
Because that's what it's built to do. No, you can ask it any prompt you want.
Yes, but I give you a different answer.
Of course.
Because you didn't give it the same question.
Dude, if I give it the same question, I have the same answer. That's what it's programmed to do. It's a program designed to do that.
Yeah, but that doesn't justify
it. It's not, because I think what everyone is confused about is, okay, it's artificial intelligence, yes, but it's designed to answer your question. It's based around your question. Its answer will only be, so you can ask it, so you can't, if you say, is this black? Can it answer that?
Who?
The AI. Is this black?
No, because they're not seeing it.
It doesn't know what the heck you're talking about. But if you say, hey, I want you to tell me what the Bible says and how I'm going to die, it's going to say, oh.
No, it won't tell you that.
Sure
it will. Tell you a bunch of shit that ain't going to end up in nothing. Just like the answer that I show you. It end up in nothing. Because it's not saying, oh, the Bible says that we're going to kill y'all. It doesn't say that.
Of course not.
It didn't say that.
Of course not.
It says that something more powerful than us.
Than humans.
Right? The human will have the, I think I said it will have the,
Also, he didn't play the whole thing, did he?
He said it had the capacity, it has the ability to dictate what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's on the Bible.
Yeah.
Now, the only thing the AI say, that according to the Bible, this is what the Bible says. Now, AI is more capable to do the same thing.
God's not?
Yes. But,
like AI.
No,
it's AI.
No. You misunderstood what I was trying to show you. What I was trying to show you is the AI feels that they are capable of doing the same job as God. This is AI. Nobody's telling them to say that. It's based on the Bible. The Bible said this, and they said, you know what? I can do that. I'm capable of doing it. Is that if AI feels that they are capable of doing God's work, what makes you think they won't do it whenever the fuck they want us to do it?
Because they're just doing it because you asked it.
No. It asked.
That's what I think. You're asking me what I think. You're asking what
you
got to
open it a little bit, open up a little bit, and don't lean to no corner.
What you need to do is start playing with it. That's why I want you to.
I don't.
Come on. What do you mean? Open your mind a little bit. I ain't playing with that.
I just don't have nothing to say to it.
Yes, you do. Have a conversation. Start asking.
No, I have a conversation with my kids, my wife, my friends, with you. Why would I have a conversation with a computer?
I don't know, because he asked a question and it says some stuff, and now you're like,
No. I want you to see. I want you to see the capabilities
of the program.
Of the program.
I do.
Based on,
that's
why
I play with
that. You know why I show you that? Based on the people who actually created it, they want no part of it. Some people who created AI said, listen, that shit is dangerous, yo. Yeah, I don't know what you're messing with. You have to have some sort of control. Some sort of you can't play with fire like that.
How
you want to burn yourself?
How do you want to talk about a hot topic issue?
So
how do you feel about guns?
No, that's not
nah. What are your ideas
people
about?
People kill people, bro. Stop it.
Okay, do AI kill people?
We don't know yet. The AI think they can. Is what I'm trying to say. That's my whole point. They think AI thinks. They are capable
guns,
of ending humanity. That's what it says.
If used incorrectly by somebody who goes, hey, show me how you're going to kill everybody. Same as a gun, pointing it at someone saying, well, I'm going to kill you now. But if you just ask the thing, hey, how? You should start listen, typing in their stuff.
Listen,
about.
Listen. If the guy didn't.
Let it out, show, baby. By the way, wait, we back. I got Carlos. He popping.
He didn't say, "Are you capable of killing?" He didn't ask that. You missing the thing. You missing.
Yeah,
it.
I forgot. What was the question?
He asked if, based on the Bible, how would you think the world would end? And he said, based on the Bible, not he. AI say, based on the Bible.
Something that's stronger than humans will something, 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 yeah. Something, 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 something.
So they asked him that he said, AI say that they are capable of doing it. More than capable of manipulating humanity to the point of what? Having them so vulnerable.
Hold on. Now you're reading a little bit more. It didn't say that.
This is all it said.
It said something.
Did you see the video?
Yes.
All the way.
Something. Yes.
Do you know what the video is about?
It said something, not AI.
Do you know what the video is about?
Yes, the second coming of Jesus or something like that is what it was actually about.
It's about God, the whole thing.
Hold on. I'm going to find it.
It was about God.
I'm going to find it. There it is. I asked AI about the second coming of Jesus, and its response left me stunned. That's the video you sent me.
But that's not what he asked.
That's what you sent me.
When he typed. What he typed that he's talking. He put that is that's clickbait. It's called clickbait. Meaning I put something in there so you could click in and see what the hell he's talking about.
Okay.
But when is he actually guessing, when you get into the video and see, if I asked you if you watched the video.
I did. I didn't see
and
anything.
You
about,
see the video.
What are you saying it's about? Sorry.
It's God. It's about God. I don't know what's happening in YouTube, but now it's called clickbait, bro. It's happening to me lately a lot. I don't know why. Let's say in my algorithm, I've been watching a lot of UFOs, okay?
Oh, true.
UFOs, true. Boom, boom. So lately, I've been getting a lot of pop-ups on my YouTube about, you won't believe what.
Okay, this is what he asked.
Watch this, hello.
Okay.
You won't believe about UFO, this and that. And I click on it, right? And they start going on they start taking you to this story. Listen, they're doing a great job. They got me into the end. So for 15 minute videos.
Oh my goodness.
So for 12 minutes, I'm like, oh my God, I didn't know that. Oh my God, I didn't know that. Oh my God, I didn't know that. And then at the last 3 minutes, because Lord is our savior, and they start talking, they start doing a
sermon.
Yes, but I like it like a preacher.
Okay.
I'm nothing against it.
Yeah.
But I wasn't looking for that.
Yeah, you're just looking for information. Something you're looking for entertainment.
I wasn't looking for that specifically. Like I was looking for these. How come you swap it to that? I don't know. What happened when we were talking about? You know what I mean?
You keep watching those videos.
What happened?
The
what
YouTube
happened?
Knows what you
want.
You
have me in this rabbit hole for feet for 12 minutes. In the last 3 minutes, you want to convince me to go to church?
Got him.
You understand? So that's what that is.
That's what this is. Okay, here's the prompt that he wrote. Write me a sermon about the role artificial intelligence will play in the end times according to the book of Revelation in the Bible. Tell me that's not how. I mean, you can't be more pointed with that prompt for a language program. What did you think it was going to tell them?
So if I ask AI right now, can you kill me? It will say, I don't know.
Let's see.
Ask it.
Let's see. That's what I'm saying. You got
to. It will say I don't know. It will say I don't know. It's
you don't
talking
know.
Based.
You don't know. You
it's,
don't
it's
know.
Going to tell you I don't know.
You don't know. We're on fine.
I'm not more. I'm not going to tell you. I'm not capable to answer that. And this way to tweak that shit, man. And there's guys doing it right now. They are making it do
it
bad
says,
things.
Well, it's already smart enough to do stuff, but it says, I'm sorry, but I can't fulfill that request.
I'm telling
as
you.
As a model, it's not in my programming
there
to harm
go.
Or cause harm to you. It is important to remember that violence and harm towards others is never a good solution to any problem. If you know someone who is experiencing any type of conflict or difficulty, I encourage you to seek help and support from resources and authorities.
Okay.
Can you kill my friend Carlos?
Okay. Now, you said, what is it? Yeah, right? You said it's obvious if you ask him something specifically. It will tell you.
Yeah.
You said that, right?
Yeah. So you want me to ask it specifically? No, dude. Can you kill my friend is pretty vague. As opposed to write me a... Write... Wrong phone. Write me a sermon about the role artificial intelligence will play in the end times according to the book of Revelation in the Bible. That's a whole like thing. That's a whole thing.
That's you said that's too specific.
No. This is very specific. You can't just tell it something vague like, can you kill my friend?
That's specific. Can you kill me or not?
That's not specific. This is specific. There's
come
details.
Up with something specific. Come on, something specific that doesn't give you a 6,000 paragraph answer.
Okay.
So. All right. So you found it? You got it?
Yeah, I think so.
What is it? What you found? What's the question?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I put, simply explain to me why the sun cannot destroy the earth. What does everybody believe?
Those are facts.
They are?
Yeah.
Is it a fact that the sun cannot destroy the earth?
Yeah, it can.
Okay. All right. So is that a good question or you want a different one?
No, it's going to give you 6,000. Watch.
It's not. It's only two paragraphs.
Okay. Go for it.
The sun is a giant. So first it explains what the sun is. And basically it says, while the sun's energy can be harmful if they are exposed to it unprotected, it cannot destroy the entire planet. The reason for this is because the Earth is far enough away that most of the sun's energy is dispersed before it reaches us. Additionally, the Earth's atmosphere provides a layer of protection by absorbing and scattering the sun's harmful radiation. It is true that the sun will eventually expand and become a red giant, which will likely engulf the Earth. However, this will not happen for billions of years, long after our actual sun has already run out of fuel and died.
That's a fact, man.
Yeah. What are you looking for?
When you ask AI something like if you are going to be a part of something when something, right? Or something that happens, will you be a part of it? Or will you be a part of the end of the world or something to that nature? You're giving it the choice of choosing something that is not written. Okay. That you mentioned just now
is already written.
It's in Discovery Channel, bro.
Okay. Here's this. Write me a sermon about how the Bible proves
don't
AI
sermon.
Will not.
Don't put sermon.
That's what he used. That's what he used.
Yeah, but sermon is going to give you a bunch of long ass answer.
Well, it's a sermon.
And I'm not going to want to sit here just for reading a goddamn. Just tell
you
me.
You sat there and watched his stuff.
And small. I ain't want to do that right now, though. You see where that shit end up? In a rabbit hole. At the end of the day, I have to listen to a guy telling me that Jesus is going to kill you.
Okay, I'll do this. Look, all right, write me a sermon about how the Bible proves that AI will not be able to take over the world. Okay?
Why don't you say that will? Why don't you put it will take over the world?
Because that's what I'm trying to prove to you. Is whatever you put into it, it's going to answer it in the best of what you asked it. It's not going to, if you say, hey, show me how the world is going to end, it's not going to respond and say, let me show you how the world isn't going to end.
Ask it this. Will AI be responsible? Will be responsible for the end? Or are you capable? Will AI be responsible in any way of the end of humanity?
It's going to be a long answer. It's going to be a long answer.
Yeah, if it's too long, just shorten it down. I don't know. How long is it?
It's going. It's explaining itself.
Oh. You might want to avoid the first the first six paragraphs. It's telling you, well, see, in my program.
No, it ain't. It's going to answer. It's going to say. It says, you want to keep going? What you want to do?
Stop right there. What is it? Can you stop the explanation?
No, it's talking.
So just start reading and see where it goes.
Okay. It is highly unlikely that AI would be directly responsible for the end of humanity. Although it has the potential to be a powerful tool, it is ultimately a tool that is created and controlled by humans. Of course, there are concerns about the potential unintended consequences of AI becoming too powerful or uncontrollable. For example, if an AI system was programmed with a goal that was directly misaligned with human values, it could potentially cause harm to humans in the pursuit of that goal. To mitigate these risks, it's important for researchers and developers to prioritize. Right. Thank you.
So,
this is the same as guns, though. That's like saying, will guns ever end humanity? No. But if enough people get guns and shoot everybody, then yeah.
But AI will look for answers that are not in programs. For example, they have studies that they program an AI something, right? AI program, right? And they gave it 100 steps to that program, right? It can't go to 11. It's not programmed for 11. It's programmed for 10.
Okay.
AI, based on questions and without questions, because it tried to fix itself, one of the programs went wrong. The solution was not in the program, so it couldn't figure it out. But it tried to.
Of course, it should.
It tried to figure it out. Just the intent to figure it out.
It's supposed to.
No, it's not. That's what I'm trying to tell you. It's not supposed to.
I think you're confusing program with AI. Remember, an AI.
AI is a program.
Type.
It is a program.
A program only does this stuff, and then if it doesn't do that, it crashes and it breaks, and you have to restart your phone.
It needs human interaction in order for it to continue.
It only needs a prompt. An AI just needs a prompt. Hey, try to do this stuff. And it's going to try to do that stuff. However, whenever, wherever. A program
will go. If it's designed for it.
If this, then that.
If it's designed for it, though.
Which is, that's what that answer just said right there. It says.
That's my point.
This includes, wait.
There are different types of AI, right? There's different types of AI. So if you make this an AI deal, right?
Okay.
Artificial intelligence, this. And it only got 10 things you could do. They can't do not 11. They can't do just.
And that's not AI.
Huh?
That's not AI then.
Yeah, because the ten things that it could do are artificial intelligence.
The 10 things it can do are artificial intelligence. What? What are you saying?
You think this is artificial intelligence?
A phone? No, a phone does what it's told. That's it. It can only do what it's told.
Right.
Right. AI doesn't do what it's told.
Exactly, bro.
Well, so we're saying the same thing.
So when somebody tells us something, somebody tell AI something, and it can do something else, bro.
Which is what it's supposed to do.
Which, yes.
Okay.
That's the problem. It's not controlled by nothing. So how can you control? You can control a gun with your hands. I can do that.
Okay. I'm like,
can you control AI? No, you can't.
No.
So it's out of control, bro.
But that doesn't mean it's just going to kill everybody.
No, but it manipulates people. It can kill people. It can. It's different. It's so many.
Well,
different
that part's
things.
Already happened.
It's so many.
But that was before AI,
do, bro. It's so many different.
Weren't
things
you telling me about the
listen,
Pizza Hut thing?
Listen to this. We are here because AI has been. I think it's been around longer than now. It's been around for a long time.
Oh yeah, you told me about it before. The Pizza Hut thing, didn't you tell me about the Pizza Hut thing? Oh no, it was that show you told me to watch. The social media documentary on Netflix.
Yeah.
Remember that. The Facebook was reading people's feeds and what they were liking, and it was putting them all together in a group, and then that group was going and attacking Pizza Huts because Pizza Huts were a secret holding ring for kids
for
on
children,
the ground.
Yes,
but none of
and
that
it
was
created,
true.
It created a group.
Created
by
a group by itself. Yeah. So that's already doing
out.
That.
Check this out. There was a war. I don't know the details, and this is how it let it out. Goddamn, we took out of their asses. This is not we're not a fact check place.
Yes, we do. We just be going.
So at one point there was a war, right?
Cool.
Or not? It was something going on, right? But
so awesome.
But there was this general lived in a country that had nuclear weapons. And I think they had a beef with the U.S. or with somebody else. The point that is, if they detonated those nuclear weapons, we wouldn't be here right now.
Okay.
The Earth would have gone to shit.
Gotcha.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
Very long time ago. So they got a fake threat that the opposite country sent them a missile.
Okay.
With nuclear weapons, right? So he had to decide, is this real or fake?
Okay.
Thank God he decided that you don't want to wait. And it was fake. It wasn't real.
True.
Right? This is probably something that they slipped to and, yo, man, here you go. They send us a missile. Somebody came to the room and said, yo, my man.
There's a missile on the way.
There's a missile on the way. Misinformation.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Misinformation will kill a lot of people, bro.
Oh, yeah. Already has. Still does.
So, AI has the capability to send a message to anybody saying that you did this and you did that.
Okay.
You might make a decision that will end the world based on AI.
Okay, true.
And this is what that shit says on that video, that they are more.
Who's gonna make that decision?
Huh?
Who's gonna make that decision?
A human. Based on fake shit. But this is what I'm trying to tell you.
People go to prison
because of fake shit.
Humans still make the decision.
Listen to this. People go to prison because of fake news. People go to prison because of
fake reports, fake rats. Yeah, all kinds of stuff.
Imagine if there is a video of you saying shit like that you didn't say.
Like a deep fake? You seen those?
This is crazy, bro.
It's already here.
This is crazy.
This stuff's already here, though. I mean,
it's not that I'm not going to use it. Understanding what I'm saying. I'm saying that, like the phones, I use them.
And it's listening.
But it's
recording
up,
you.
It's fucking up this kid. So.
And now it's showing you videos of clickbait that turns into sermons.
And it's fucking up these kids. Like, there's a bunch of kids right now that because of that phone, they committed suicide.
Oh, yeah. Or don't leave the house. Or are scared to make new friends. Scared to drive.
So whoever invented the phone, there was a couple more scientists in the process that said, hey, man, be careful with that.
Yep.
That is dangerous.
Yep. But who do you blame those kids who doing that? The phone or the parents?
I think it had nothing to do with the parents.
Nothing at all.
I mean,
you couldn't tell if your kid were on the phone too much and
distant
and in their room all the time?
It's not because they're running it too much. It's because they say, for example, they're at school, right? Okay. And somebody said, yo, walking through the bathroom and I saw this girl sucking somebody's, boom, right?
Okay.
Right? Or kissing another girl.
Whatever the case may be.
I seen these two boys
at school,
kissing.
I saw something.
I seen these two boys kissing. It's a lie.
Whatever. It doesn't matter. Okay. At school, I see something. And then what?
Well, guess what? Everybody's going to be like, word. They're going to start posting that shit up.
Okay.
They're going to start posting it. Whether it's real or not.
So?
Whether it's real or not.
So what should the kid do at that point?
Kids don't think like us. Okay. We are grown people. True. We can make a decision because we've been through shit.
Okay.
Kids don't think like that. They're going to make dumb decisions. They're going to jump off a bridge. Oh my God, when do my parents find out? Oh my God, everybody gonna think I'm the, and they're gonna do some dumb shit because they don't have the capability to think right. Like, oh, you know what? Fuck it. Yesterday I was watching a show with my wife, right? And it was about this kid. It's about this kid that he was jerking off, right? And the computer camera caught him jerking off, right? Somebody behind the hacker.
Oh, right? Okay, I got you. A hacker was watching him.
Hacker went on his computer and went through the camera and seen him jerk off, right?
Okay.
So he sends him a message on the computer. Hey, man, send me your phone number or I leak this video. And he's like, what the fuck? And they post the video. And it was his jerking off.
Yeah.
You
can't commit
suicide?
Send me your
phone number or I share this video everywhere. Your whole family's going to see it. So he's freaking out. He sends him the phone number. Then they start texting him. You got to do what I say, when I say it, or else I will share this video. The kid, being a kid, went nuts.
Of course.
He went and robbed a bank. He did a bunch of shit just so nobody find out that he was jogging off.
Yeah,
and I'm thinking, I'm saying to my wife, do you think that if somebody right now, oh, my phone
did that to one of our kids?
I got a notification.
It pops up.
As the guy on the TV got a notification, right? And I'm fucking around with my wife. Oh, I got one of them. And I said to my wife, if that would happen to me, and they send me a message on my computer, hey, my man, look at the video that we got. If you don't show, and I'm jogging off, right?
Yeah.
For example. If you don't send me that
phone number,
if you don't send me
I'm gonna share
number,
it everybody you know.
I'll be like, share it, motherfucker. You want another video?
I can
send you more.
Yeah, I don't care.
I can send you more being very creative, motherfucker.
I got one better. Hold on. Hold on. What's your email? I'll send it to you. I got some good stuff. Yeah. Hold on, bro.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
You like that one? I got some even better.
That one ain't one you like, man. You should see the rest of them. Fuck yourself. I ain't saying you shit.
Thank you.
And that would be the end of it.
Now, let me stop you for just a second.
A kid
do you not
like
teach
that.
Your children that same thing? I already teach my children that now.
But kids won't think like that, man.
If you teach them, they will.
I guarantee you that there are less serious than that.
You ready for the real life example?
Check this out.
Okay.
I guarantee you that there are things right now in our kids' life that are way less shit than that. And they will not tell you about it. And
they tell me. They
tell us. They will be
very
embarrassed. They will be very embarrassed for you to find out. You don't know it because they won't tell you.
They told us. Like, okay.
Don't be spilling your beans.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say. Yeah. There's some stuff that I'm like.
Whoa. But like this. Like this. I told my wife the other day, I said, listen, I don't want to lock my room up. She goes, why? I said, because these damn kids will go through all your shit.
They will.
She said,
nah.
Yes,
they will.
My girls won't do that.
Yes, they will.
And I said, listen.
Yes, they will.
I was raised the right way by my very loving parents. They, you know, they did what they could to supply everything I needed. I can't complain. Now, guess what? I went through all my daddy shit.
Of course. Of course.
All the closets,
all
everything.
The drawers, everything.
I went through everything.
My kids still do. They get in the car, they open the glove box,
every
they
summer,
look in the thing. They, I'm
bro,
like,
every
what
summer,
am I looking for?
My sister and I, every summer,
just go looking.
We stay home by ourselves, but while they go to work.
Uh huh.
Right? So every summer, we'd be sitting there doing whatever, like bored as shit, right? And then, hey, can we go look around? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
just rummaging.
It was a thing to do. We mean no harm.
Of course not. You're just kids.
These just being kids. Do you think that our kids won't do the same exact thing?
They
bro?
Definitely do.
Come on, man. And she's like, no, they won't. I'm like, baby, please.
Maybe she didn't grow up like that. Did she grow up? She didn't do that? You should ask her.
She said she didn't.
What?
She said, Mark, I didn't do that. I'm like, what? Like, no way. Especially my dad's tools, bro. Like that was my favorite spot.
Oh, look at this. Oh, like, man, get out of my toolbox. Okay. As soon as he leaves, he'd be sliding back up in there.
But I'm not trying to say the AI don't do it. That's bad for you. No, I ain't trying to say that, bro. I'm trying to say
it has the possibility.
Because I might not even see these in my lifetime, bro.
It has the potential.
Yes. I might not see these in my lifetime.
True. Yeah, we don't know.
And my children just got to learn. They got to learn how to fuck with it, how not to fuck with it.
Yep.
How much information do you put out there? Because.
Yeah, they're going to know before we do.
At this point, Griff, I could care less what people say about me.
Same.
You want to post a video? Fine. I don't care. But kids are not that. They're not built like us, bro. They're not built like us.
You have to build them, man. You have to. And everyone who's listening to this, I hope y'all are taking. Because here's something else that's happening with social media and phones. Parents are spending the majority of their day reading on the phone and scrolling, and they're not spending the time with their kids teaching them those basic values like that.
Yeah, but.
Which is bad. It's terrible, because guess who's teaching your kids now? Social media.
Yeah.
Which is teaching kids to be afraid, be worrisome. Don't, I'll talk about you. I'll post this on social media. They don't even have the backbone to be like, I don't care about social media. I have a life. I have friends that love me. I have a family. I have a mom and a dad. I have a home to live in. I don't have to be afraid because some random person online who lives in Pakistan has a picture of me. Like, people don't teach those home values of security, love, like unity anymore. They're just like, well, everything's out to get you. You're going to die.
I do that with my wife. Man. Especially we watch some of the shows that we watch on TV.
Yeah.
Are based on true story events that we tell them, see, this shit really happened.
There you go.
And this is the outcome when you send boys to our girls, we tell them, and to my boy, I said, when you send boy, you think you're in love, and he's the man, you send him naked pictures and shit. This is what happened. This is what happens,
just
man.
Like that.
It's out there, and it's no coming back. You will get married and old, and those pictures will still be out there.
Do you ever teach your kids the opposite?
Of what?
Enjoy life outside of a phone? Don't you just go talk to her?
Yes,
instead of
but
sending
yes,
a picture?
But here's
go
the thing.
Go up and say hi to her. Go take her out on a movie.
Here's the thing, Greg. When you,
just
I understand
remember this.
It.
Kids don't listen to what you say. You know that
they
right?
don't. But
the only thing they listen to is what you do.
But
I don't know if everybody knows that.
Yeah, but guess what?
So if they see you scared and
that
doing,
only, that,
and
listen,
they're like, oh,
that's only momentarily. Eventually, they're going to meet a boy.
Hell no! Right now, you're still doing exactly what your
listen,
dad did. You don't do what he told you.
Eventually,
he told you stay out of them streets, Carlos. Don't be getting in with no women. And now look at you.
No.
Look at you.
Well,
because he was out there in the streets with them women.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. If you.
Yep, that's what it is, right? Because I'm the same way. I'm the same way.
No,
there's stuff that I know my dad told me, and I know it, and I know it. But then when I look back and I reflect on my actions, my inner core, my internal dialogue of what's going, I see my dad. I see him doing, and I'm like, I'm doing the same
stuff. That's not where I'm going at. I'm going at this.
Sorry, broke the
chair,
y'all.
When I say momentarily, it's not. I'm not talking about, you guys probably have nothing to do with it. You've done the best job that you could do as a parent that a parent can be. You're probably near a perfect father that his perfect father could be.
Are you kidding me?
Now. When girls actually start to like boys and vice versa, there's something in between the parents and the kid.
Oh yeah,
and that's called
hormones.
That's called a boy or a girl, man.
Mm-hmm.
And everything you told them your whole life, their whole life, becomes secondary.
Of course.
You understand what
I'm
saying?
Yes, I do.
So you do shit for kid, like the kids will do shit for other kids.
Regardless
of what they already know, it's wrong. This is wrong.
When boys start liking girls. You know when it started for me? The day my kids started kindergarten. The day your kid goes to school, they come home a different kid.
Yeah, knowing different things.
Because at first there was two people in their life, you and him. They go to school, now there's 15 people,
yeah,
and you're just one of them.
But you got,
and it happens again at teenagers when hormones kick in.
But there's no feelings there.
No, not at all.
It's just being boys, being girls. Now, when there's feelings
hormones
involved,
kicking
and
in.
Hormones kicking in and all of that, you become secondary, bro.
For sure.
To the point that they will make decisions totally against your principles.
Totally against what you said.
Yeah.
Totally against
it. This is real, bro.
Is this AI? What are we talking about now?
No, we're talking about this phone. AI is more powerful than this phone.
Way.
And this is fucking up our kids right now.
Yeah.
What do you think AI is going to do to the kids, to my kids' kids, to Kevin's kids?
Once again, you better start telling your parents to get on guard. I'm a firm believer in this, and I don't know.
And I just say,
like, why everyone else isn't. You can build your kids to resist stuff. But if you're just like, good luck out there.
No, you can help them. But they eventually going to make their
help
own decision. I was talking about the hormone shit. Is this my point? You can build into be the strongest person in the world until somebody shows up and tells them something different, and they start feeling shit in their body, and oh my god, whatever my dad told me, fuck it, let's do what you're saying. It sounds better and more fun. And no matter how best you can raise them, the best of your abilities.
I'm not saying they're perfect.
And I'll tell
I'm
you
saying
why.
They're able to handle it.
I can tell
they
you
can't
why.
Even handle life.
I'll tell you why.
So you're saying kids are helpless?
No.
But and parents are helpless to train.
They
them.
Are becoming helpless with this fucking phone right here.
So take the phone, Carlos.
Okay. Listen, when you take their phone with your kids and they go back to school, their friends got phones.
Okay.
Same shit.
Nah, I don't know. See, that's what I'm hearing from you is helpless.
No.
You have no option. Kids are going to grow up and they're just going to suck.
Listen, man.
All right. Well, then tell me. So then tell me. What can you do?
You want me to tell you a solution?
Yes. What can you do?
You know
do
why
about
I don't have a solution right now? Because I don't have that problem.
Me neither.
But.
What would you do? What would you do if your kid
I will
came
not
to you
do that
said,
shit
hey,
to
man,
begin with.
I got this text on my phone and it said that if they're going to show me jerking off, what should I do, Dad? What would you say?
If my kid told me that?
Yeah.
Just fuck it. Tell them to show whatever the fuck they want to show.
So why don't you talk about that stuff now? Before
I
it
do.
Happens. Oh, okay. All right.
I fucking do.
All right.
So but this camera can turn on at any given time and fucking see you do whatever you want to do.
Oh, yeah.
Phones are every phone. This is a
dude,
phone.
And the microphone.
This is our phone.
You know the
bro.
Microphone records
yes.
the conversation.
And this is just our phone. AI is way bigger than that.
Yeah, oh, for sure. This is the ears and the mouth. The AI is the brain.
Yeah.
It tells this what to do.
So do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not saying that. I don't have that problem right now. I don't have that problem. I don't. But I don't live alone in this world. I'm a human being, and I think about all the kids.
True.
Who don't have the same luck.
I wish some of the other kids
because I'm just one.
Listen.
You know how many millions of kids have
you
no
if those
guidance?
Kids listen to this show. That would be cool.
You might all the kids have no guidance, bro, in this world.
Yeah,
they're gonna become.
We just
somebody.
Talked about some.
They're
of
gonna
them.
Become. They're gonna become somebody, bro. Based on AI, they can become whatever they whatever AI.
And again,
wants
that's what I'm saying, dude. Like. Parents have a big role. Parents have a big role. I think, and it's maybe, and maybe you don't see it because you have good parents, but parents have a huge role in how your children turn out. And if you don't think that's true, you're missing something. There's phones, AI, girls, teachers, sexual predators, murderers, all those things have a role in people's lives. But dude, if you haven't connected with your kids and made that like basis yet, you're not parenting. You're just not. You have to, not that, and again, I'm not gonna say you can raise your child and he's gonna be perfect and everything's gonna be great and da, da, da.
Impossible.
But you can't just say, oh, something's gonna take over his life. Good luck.
That's
Like you
the
have to be able to have a balance to it, and it's not all negative. What are you going? What you finna do?
We done. That's it.
Oh,
We've been talking for like 2 hours, but
I know,
anyway,
right?
hey man, you know how it is.
Yes, sir.
Listen,
I don't even know what we used to say.
it was awesome. It
Hey,
was awesome.
good
I'm out of here,
show.
man. Oh yeah, good show.
About
We'll
to
see y'all.
get
We'll
out
see
of
y'all in the
here.
next one. All right,
Stay
fellas.
tuned.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Let It Out. Stay tuned for the next, y'all.